people are liars, and they don't want to be caught lying. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. People are lying, but they don't want to be caught lying. We have a prisoner who we've dealt with for a long, long time, one of our students and everything, and he was changed in his prison locations, and in the process, he lost all of his goodies. And so he wrote to us saying that he'd like us to help to resupply his goodies. And so I said, well, let us know what it is that you need most, and we'll see what we can do. So he sent a list, and the list was hundreds of pencils and hundreds of crayons and hundreds of art supply items, which added up to over $300. And so I wrote back to him. I said, I think that that's a little extreme. You tell us what you need immediately, and we'll see what we can do. But for you to want to have enough supplies to take care of the whole prison is just a little beyond what is reasonable. And also, people have a tendency to push you around a little bit when you have something that they can get, and they're going to pressure you to get the stuff from you. And so the less you have, the less you get pressured. But you should just have what you need. And so then he was talking to me on the phone, and he said, you know, I really didn't want you to send everything. I would like to have it. It's what I had before, and when I moved here, then I lost it all. And then, I really like to have it, but I really didn't mean for you to send it all to me. And that's really not what I meant. But I would like to have it so much because I'm doing this and that. And I said, Roger, stop while you're ahead. You are saying all sorts of things that are going to get you in trouble. Just knock it off. And so the conversation went on a bit like that. And I told him, I said, you send me a list of things that you really want, and it better be under $100. You send me a list of things you really need and really want. I sent you the list, and I thought you'd just decide whatever you wanted to send me, you'd send. And I'd say, okay, I'll send you a bunch of tissues. Now, is that what you want? No, no, no. Well, then that's on your list. You know, what do you want me to send? What do you want me to send? You have to tell me what your priorities are, because it's not my job to figure out who you are and what you're interested in and what you want to do. Well, I thought you would. You see, when you lie, you get yourself into all sorts of trouble. All he had to do was say, Herb, I tried. I'd like it if I could have it all, but I realized now that that was probably just a little pressure. And I said, I would say, yes, it is. Now, you just settle down and mind your P's and Q's, because I don't have to send you anything. You know, I'm not your mama or your daddy, you know. I'm not your sugar papa, you know, and all that sort of stuff. No way. And I said, I'm certainly not going to supply for the whole prison, all the thing. Because what? How many pencils did he ask for? 90?
No, 94 cents each pencil.
94 cents each pencil, but how many pencils did we come up with? Well, we came
100.
Up... 100 pencils, yeah. We came up with over $300 worth of materials. And my goodness sakes, you know. And so, you see, just always be honest with yourself and with everybody else. When you try to con somebody who knows what a con job is, all you're doing is just sticking your foot in your mouth in a very negative way, because the person will say, they're trying to take me. They're trying to screw me. They're trying to take something from me that it's not their right to take. And you get a little pissed off and you say, no way. No way, very strongly. In fact, I don't know if I even want to contact this guy anymore, because he's just riding me to see what he can take me for. And no way. Well, I don't say that. I don't say that, because if I say that, then that means that's my creation. But what I do say is, hey, what do you really need? You tell me. And we'll see what we can do. I'm not going to say, look, you just blew the whole thing for yourself. You're off my list. You're dead meat. You know, no way do I want anything to do with you. And that would be cold, and that would be unreasonable, because that'd be a reflection of me. And I am unconditional love. And as unconditional love, I don't forgive the guy for being a little crafty, but I won't let it happen. I won't allow it to take place in my world. And I'll say, hey, been there, done that, know that stuff. Don't pull that on me. Just let me know what it is you really want. And it so happens that I have two people in two different prisons who were shifting places at the same time. And they both lost everything. And everything was said that they couldn't have it. Then they found out they could have it. But meanwhile, it's all gone. It's all gone, and there's no recourse, because it was presumed not to be acceptable. So if you lie to try to get what you want, if you try to manipulate and maneuver people, the very people who love you the most begin to feel, hey, you're using me. You're taking advantage. I don't create people using me. So I will just stop it right now, and I'll say, what is it that you really would like? What is it you really would like? I suppose you'd like to have me send you a beautiful girl, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you really want? You see, this is what we have to be very careful of. We have to make light of this nonsense, or else we're making heavy of it, and it's our life and our world. We don't lie. We don't ever need to lie. We don't ever need to protect our hindsight because of something that we've done. We always tell the truth. We always tell the truth. Now, telling the truth doesn't mean that you tell everything to everybody. You only tell them what they need to know. You only tell them what is important to be known at any one given moment. When you watch Hogan's Heroes, and you see how he works with the Commandant Klink, you know, and how he manipulates the commander, and how he takes cigars and so forth. Now, all of that is just supposed to indicate that he's just having a ball, that Hogan is just having a ball, playing his game, being an actor of various devices. And he can act hurt, and he can act sad, and he can act intelligent, and he's on top of everything. This is written in the script, of course. And he's on top of everything. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows all of the German officers. He knows where they're located. He knows what their business is, what their responsibilities are. And when he talks to Klink, he has Klink tell him all the things he wants to know, because he gives him just enough information so that Klink thinks he knows it all already. And, I mean, it's magic. It's magic to use your mind, and to use your mind to open up the doors that you want to open. Now, he was a prisoner of war, and yet he knew more about the world and what was going on and all the activities than the commander, who didn't allow himself the opportunity to be aware. And Hogan himself was a vital, dynamic, live person who was interested in everything that was going on. And he wouldn't violate principle. He had the principle, which was the principle of the war that he was involved in, the principle of being a prisoner of war, and the Geneva Conference, as he constantly refers to it, and all the other things. But he wasn't adverse to stretching the principle a little bit, stretching the program a little bit. But are you? Am I? Are we? Would you say stretching the principle a little bit is being sort of human?
Of course.
Very human. Now, could the divine stretch the principle?
No.
Okay, now, is he divine? No, he's being human. And so if we watch that show and we see them as human beings expressing their human capacities to its greatest possibility, not into the level of the divine, but magic takes place. And it's really a fantastic program. And, of course, we don't see people getting killed, but we know that they got killed, you know. Because, well, like in one issue of the show last night, the bad officer who wanted to make trouble for the commandant, he was going to take his car, and he didn't trust the car that they gave him, so he said he's going to take the train. Well, the train is one that they had previously planned, not planned, but previously set up to be bombed, to be blown off the tracks at a given point along the way as a munitions train. And so this guy said, I'm going to take the train instead. So he took the train. And he was on the train that was blown up. And so his negativity toward Klink wasn't able to be carried through because he wasn't there to do it. But it wasn't that they consciously, well, sometimes they did consciously put somebody out of the way, but it didn't seem too much out of the picture. But it could be if you wanted it to be. It all depends on how you do it. But you can't lie about it. Now, what's one of Hogan's greatest traits?
He always speaks the truth.
He always told the truth. And the truth that he told was so outrageous that they wouldn't believe him.
Yeah, that's true.
And you see, this is why we can always speak the truth. And let the truth be so outrageous, if it is, that nobody's going to believe it if it's to your advantage not to have them believe it. But always be on top of it. And when you're always on top of it, then you're always the master. So, time for us to go and listen to another Hogan's Theater. So, have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
And know that the truth is something very important. And however you use it or misuse it, you use it well, you'll be blessed. You miss it, use it, misuse it, and you'll find it has barbs that come back and kick you. So be careful and have fun and enjoy yourself and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.